In today's Leader Feeder, we look at three tips for how to turn around your bottom performers. Most leaders will have one or two members on the team that are considered low performers or who have negative attitudes. And if the leader isn't self-aware, he or she might tend to always focus on the negatives, which will cause a negative environment for everyone. Or the leader might ignore the low performers, which can cause resentment in the other team members. So let's look at three tips for how to turn around these bottom performers. Number one.
Good job, Watson.
Try to catch them doing something right and offer some positive feedback. I remember one woman in our class, actually, we gave this assignment. We said you had to catch your worst performing employee doing something right and tell them about it. It took her 3 weeks in between sessions to finally see him doing something right. She went up to him, "Thanks for doing your housekeeping. It really makes a big difference for our 5S program and our housekeeping standards." The reaction she got was a grunt. Huh. But the reality is, his behavior actually started to turn around. He went from being a person with marginal productivity, always negative in a company meeting, and never willing to lift a finger to help anybody, to actually being positive, hitting his daily production targets, and finally helping out his coworkers when they struggled. All right, tip number two.
I'm going to take some time today and work with you, and I'll retrain you on the job you're doing, all right? I don't mind doing that as long as I have your commitment that you're going to stick with it until you're successful.
Apply corrective feedback and progressive discipline as needed to achieve the desired outcome. Unfortunately, if the behavior or performance is unacceptable, you're going to have to apply progressive discipline. And number three.
Hey, congratulations. Your quality is way up and you're working faster than you ever have. Way to go.
Thanks.
I want you to avoid ignoring the bottom performer. I want you to keep them in the loop, asking them for their input, seeing if you can turn the situation around by staying positive. Remember that, of course, if the team member doesn't improve their behavior or performance to acceptable levels, it might be necessary to terminate, in which case having all the proper documentation is crucial. Your job as leader is to set the expectation and apply the consequences. Ultimately, the team member is responsible and accountable for his or her behavior. So there you go. Three tips for how to turn around your bottom performers. I hope you don't have many of them, but if you do, apply these concepts and it'll be more effective. And for more resources, visit us online at frontlineleadership.com.